Hey, Danger Dan Jurz here with a quick announcement. Our next interstitial bonus content will be Daniel's Power Rangers mini campaign, and it will be the final one before the start of Season 2 officially begins. It's a soft Season 1 epilogue slash side story that will be releasing exclusively on Patreon, with its first episode dropping Wednesday, May 27th. Stick around after the episode to hear a sneak preview. More details about Season 2 will be coming soon, so keep an ear out and enjoy the episode.
D&D Dark Souls is a dark fantasy adventure intended for older audiences. Content warnings can be found in the episode descriptions.
You were risen from the earth, given a second birth. When all has fallen into darkness, a chance to break the
Hello and welcome to D&D Dark Souls, a dark fantasy actual play podcast inspired by mechanics from the Dark Souls TTRPG and starring some of Fantasia's most fractured fairy tales. I am Ben Magnet, your host and scribe of the Great Flame. This mini campaign will utilize the Dark Souls tabletop role-playing game system, which functions mostly the same as Dungeons & Dragons 5e, but with a few minor differences that we'll explain as they're relevant. And before we introduce our players and who they will be playing, like any good Dark Souls game, we have to start off with a monologue.
The fading flames cry, begging to whomever would listen, but none can hear. Since time immemorial, the great flame has kept our lands, our Fantasia, lit with soothing, loving light. Three maidens, whose souls and hearts were pure, given the royal titles of princess, tended the flame, and all was well. But with the grace of light comes the curse of darkness. The vile ones gathered in secret, practiced dark magics, and persuaded more and more to their ranks, defiling their bodies, warping and hollowing their very souls, till nothing but a shell for war was left. The queen of vanity, the mother of wickedness, and the mistress of all evil, banded together and attacked our beloved lands. War raged on, the death toll climbed, and the darkness crept ever onwards, dimming the light of the great flame. Desperate, our princesses lured the vile ones into a trap, slowing their influence over the great flame, sacrificing themselves to keep the flame lit. But eventually it will all be for naught, for the darkness looms. Arise, ye ashen dead! Redeem thy pathetic soul! Slay the vile ones! Free the princesses! Light the great flame anew, and take the throne as Lord of Embers, or watch Fantasia fall into eternal shadow.
We open on a graveyard. Five caskets laying about the graveyard slowly have their lids move, and out from these graves, five bodies tumble outwards over to a very warm light, over to a bonfire. And as these bodies sit down, life breathes into them once more. Consciousness enters their minds. Grayson, tell us who you're playing and who you think you are.
Hello, I'm Grayson. I will be playing, actually, I don't know if I'm going to say yet.
Ooh.
All of you might know me as a Knight of the Round Table,
but I don't know if I'm ready to share that part of my backstory.
All right.
All right. All right. The next one who has life breathed into them is Dan. Tell us who you're playing and who you think you are.
Hello, I'm Danger Dangers, and I will be playing Prince Edward, a jack-of-all-trades who was not exactly prepared to be on the forefront of the battlefield, so I'm quite a bit deprived at the moment, but I seek to bring about changing circumstances, one might say. My perception of myself, well, like our knight in shining armor, I prefer to keep to myself at this present time.
Okay. Aaron, tell us who you're playing and who you think you are.
Hello, everyone. I'm Aaron, and I will be playing of fencer origin and of thief class, the Huntsman. I had a dark and sworn duty to remove the heart of an up-and-coming princess, and I couldn't do it. So I removed my own heart instead, hoping that death would grant me peace. But here I am, awoken and with less inside than I ever have before.
Ooh!
Jordan, tell us who you're playing and who you think you are.
Hi, I'm Jordan, and I will be playing Miss Muffet's Spider, our team's assassin. I don't remember my name. I don't know if I had a name. I know that I lived in the forest, and the people nearby would call me cruel things, and what stuck was the spider. I remember I had to do some things in order to survive, but the last thing I remember is just, I remember a little girl, and that's all I have.
Daniel, tell us who you're playing and who you think you are.
Hello, my name is Daniel Cruz, and I'll be playing the real boy. I'm going to be the team's cleric. Our relatively young man, despite what our token looks like, was given the task of being a priest of the entity that gave him life that he just calls the Lifebringer.
Oh, so like, who is it?
Last thing I remember is opening a chest and several rows of teeth before waking up here.
Ooh.
And thus, your tale begins anew. As the five of you wake up and you start to look at each other, you all realize that you have woken from your internal sleep once more, and that can only mean one thing. The war is still raging for the Great Flame, and you are now Ashen Ones. Up to the north, you see a very frail, sickly skinny old man who ever toils in the graveyard. He looks over. You can see he means no harm, but he just smirks to himself and goes,
Ah, more Ashen Ones. It seems like more and more of you keep popping up every day. I guess the princesses are at their wits' end if they keep bringing lots like you back. Oh, don't mind me, don't mind me. I just tend to these graves. I'm no Ashen One. I'm not a Hollow either. Just here to work and work and work and point you heroes in the right direction. Fantasia has changed since you all fell during the war.
What is the right direction to go?
The right direction to go would be north. I assume you can feel it. The pull to the vile ones. And all of you, in the very back subconscious bit of your mind, kind of hear a little voice telling you what your true mission is. And your mission is to slay the vile ones.
I think the spider is going to look at her hands in whatever condition they are from arising out of the graves and is going to ask this fellow, what does it mean to be hollow? What, to be an ashen one? What are we?
Well, quite simply, you are undead. You can fight and fight and keep fighting, and you will be essentially brought back to one of these, what we've been calling bonfires, even though It's oddly that they have a sword in the middle of a fire, but hey, I'm not the one who made them, so I just do what they tell me. An ashen one is one who was brought back by the grace of our princesses to fight in the continuing war, even though you have all died before, and things have grown quite dire indeed. As for hollows, well, hollows are your fellow ashen ones who fell over and over and over till what was left of their soul was nothing. They fell to the vile one's influence and now fight against you. So, if I were you, I'd be extra careful not to die more than a few times, for one of you may be attacking your very own soon enough.
So we rise from the dead just to fight once more. The toil of the afterlife sounds much like the toil of the living.
Unfortunately, but think of it this way. You have essentially a new lease on, well, your unlife. If there were any regrets that you had before, chances are you might be able to rectify your mistakes of the past or create brand new ones. This war has been going for years. Some would feel like eons. I've lost all track of time, to be perfectly honest with you. Some Ashen Ones have been around for, goodness, since the war began, and some, well, some never died in the first place. Everything is just so off since the Vile Ones attacked. But again, my duty, my curse, is just to be here, welcoming you all when you wake up.
And hearing the promise of a new beginning, a little spark erupts in the spider's eyes, and I think she begins very quietly moving towards the pole. The white lace that she's draped in will start kind of creepily, ghostly flowing as she moves forward.
The huntsman will follow to the north. To him, this is no surprise. It makes sense that he would need redemption.
Sorry, I do beg pardon. Just one quick question before we do head off. What is the eventual end state of all this? Is this it? Or are we building towards an eventual freedom?
I personally don't know. Other Ashen Ones, the ones who have that higher authority, they may be able to answer your question, but I have heard rumors that if you are able to free the princesses, a grand title will be bestowed upon you. Essentially, reunite the great flame, free it of its dark influence, save the princesses, and you might be given the title of what some have been called Lord of Embers. What more I cannot say, personally. All I know is the way and where the vile ones currently are. How to get there? Well, you're going to have to figure that out for yourselves.
Yes, well, that sounds all well and good, but what good is the title if we're dead? I want to make sure that we can continue to exist beyond our prescribed purpose, as it were.
Well, as long as you don't continually die over and over again, become hallowed, or even worse monster, I presume that you will essentially get to cling to this life and be alive again.
That is all I needed to hear.
While all this is happening, you see this one priest who is, like, hunched over, staring into the grass and, like, searching around for something. And he eventually, like, cups his hands and very carefully pulls out a very small cage and drops the thing that he picks up off the ground into the cage, shuts it, and puts it back onto his waist. Looks towards the one who I'm assumed is dressed in very fine regal clothes that are caked in dirt and the rot of ages, which is to say Dan, I'm talking to the prince, and say, we have been given a purpose. Is there more that we should need?
Well, the enticing promise of the Lord of Embers title is all I need to hear.
Hey, Grayson.
Yes.
I would like you to roll me a perception check, please.
I moved one square.
We're learning the lesson early.
Wah, wah, that's a 10. Mm.
You notice a little tiny shine of light behind this tree down here.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I'll go check it out.
As you investigate the base of a tree, you find a life ring.
Oh.
What is a life ring?
It's what they throw off boats.
A life ring increases your base position by 2.
Ooh.
Alrighty.
Ah. Must be a token from an Ashen One past. Don't worry not. You're safe here. It's when you leave, things begin to be unsafe.
Does the ring look incredibly ornate, or is it kind of dull?
It's lost a little bit of luster to it, but it is still a very beautiful ring.
The other of nobility, what do you call yourself?
The prince is going to take a moment as he is brushing the grave dirt off of his princely attire, as he is pulling out from the grave that he was buried in a small princely scepter and is checking the contents of his pockets. He will look up after a moment or two.
Oh, yes, I do apologize. I am, of course, your lord and regent, Prince Edward.
I figure it only be right. I share with you the fact that I did find some sort of ring. Would you care to inspect it?
A question for you, Grayson. So, are you handing the ring over to me to look at? Are you keeping it firmly in your grip?
I'm checking to see if the prince basically wants the ring. Because you are dressed in regal attire, so...
Well, I will certainly not be one to turn down a good tithing.
And I will take the ring.
The gravekeeper, still toiling, still working, goes,
if there are any other questions you all have, I'd be happy to answer them. But I must say, time is a little of the essence.
Before we depart, by chance, do you know the names of these princesses?
Their names? No, but the vile ones, on the other hand, oh, I know who they are and where they are. The closest vile one to us at this very moment is the Queen of Vanity. She is trapped up in Ebony Castle beyond the Deadwood Forest to the north of here. Far to the west is the Mother of Wickedness. She is currently residing in the Palace of Privilege, overlooking the marshes of the town and nestled in the clearing. The mistress of all evil, well, rumor has it she's up in the temple on Bald Mountain.
Is there any chance that we can get all that in writing?
Do you see a piece of paper and anything? All I have here is this shovel and these clippers. No. Just go north. I am sure that you will find others who can aid you in your quest.
Simple. Get it memorized.
Different franchise. Thank you, Gravekeeper. It is a cold comfort to have marks again.
I haven't heard the word thank you in some time. Normally you Ashen Ones just hear what I have to say and bugger off, but it is a nice change of pace, and maybe you will change the fate of this world.
The huntsman hears that and puts his hand over his chest where there's a scar, and he says, I doubt very much. That's my role. And he heads north.
Well, Aaron, since you're the one who goes north first, you notice a chest to your right-hand side. Just lying there, no lock, waiting to be opened. What would you like to do?
Can I perceive anything about it?
You most certainly can if you want. Roll me a perception check.
I would certainly want, just based on genre. Oh, yeah. That's a 2, baby.
Good.
Oh my God. Good start.
It looks like a normal chest.
You with the booming voice and the knack for fancy objects. There's a chest here for you.
If it looks decrepit, I don't think it would be advantageous for anyone.
Doesn't look any more decrepit than you do.
Oh.
But all right.
Fair enough.
I have all my equipment, right, Ben?
Oh, yeah, everyone has their equipment.
Yeah, I don't feel like I need stuff.
Well, we say that now.
I always want free
well,
stuff.
Well, I offered you the free stuff. I know. So how about that? How about you take the free stuff?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and kick it open.
You open it up and you see a glowing orb, which is a soul of a proud paladin. Now, these soul items, they contain a certain amount of souls that you can use for later in the game as for currency, also for leveling up. But these items will not do anything until you pop them. So if you would like to pop it now, you can, or you could just take the soul of the proud paladin into your inventory, and if you were to die, it will stay there.
I mean, I assume that it's kind of like a translucent orb of light.
That's exactly what it is. It is a beautiful whitish blue orb of light, and you can sense that this is a powerful soul of a long dead proud warrior who served the gods, who served the great flame, but died, and instead of going completely hollow, decided to give his strength to other ashen ones.
If this is our first interaction with it, not exactly knowing 100% about how delicate I would have to be physically with it, probably does kind of accidentally pop it.
Okay, now you have instantly gained 500 souls.
Nice.
Nice.
Don't die.
We'll see.
Oh, Knight, you're glowing.
I was not aware that this was something that happens.
Careful, you'll attract bugs.
So all of you venture north out of the graveyard. And the gravekeeper looks up one more time and just mutters, "May the grace of the princesses be with you," and continues to toil as you move north to the ashen graveyard woods. You see, shambling about, what looks like skeletons from afar, but every single one of them is armed, armored, and just walking aimlessly, groaning to themselves. What would you all like to do?
I would like to stealth my way forward.
Yeah, the huntsman's gonna tuck into this little copse of trees that are immediately next to us. Just absolutely the hell not.
Okay, so you poke inside. One second. Let me just, like, get my stack block.
What, the trees? No!
No. Not the trees. You're fine. So, yeah. Huntsman, you are totally fine. You can see from your perch that there are 9 total hollow warriors just shambling about. And up to the north, you see an opening of a clearing. And you can tell that that is where the trail continues on. So, this is where you need to go. And I just need you to roll me a perception check.
12.
With a 12, you see something of a box in the northwestern spot. But you can't tell if it's just a regular box or a chest or what it is. But something's there. You just don't know what it is.
I'd like to whisper down, "We have 9 hostiles, hollows," I think the gravekeeper called it. "It'll be a fair fight, but if one more shows up, I think the rest of you might need to get involved."
The prince is going to post up behind the knight and is going to say, "Well, this seems like the perfect opportunity for our knight in shining armor. Go on, do your thing."
"Very well. I suppose it is of the knight's order to protect those that cannot protect themselves."
"I'll cover you from here."
Yeah, he'll start checking his gear and his armor, and then as he's walking up, he will kind of trace his hand along his ribs on his right side, and in the armor he feels the indentation of what was his original last battle, and then realize, yeah, I am actually dead. But this is where it led us.
Grayson, can you please roll me a straight d20?
With no modifiers, that is a 13.
The hollows do not notice you. They're swaying. They don't hear you. They don't recognize you. They're just there, mindlessly, slowly shambling around at what seems like a snail's pace. Since you rolled above an 8, because their passive perception is an 8, I will let you get one free attack. And after that attack is done, all of you roll for initiative.
Wait, before we start fight, can I run forward a little bit sneakily?
You most certainly can.
Okay. I want to at least get, like, to the next tree over.
So, Jordan, I need you to roll me a straight d20. Actually, no. Make a stealth roll.
It's a 15, so not too spicy.
Their passive perception is an 8. They don't see shit.
Sweet.
"Be careful, unsettling lady."
Someone taking an interest in her safety. She's like, "Oh, thanks. Probably won't." She's gonna grab kind of her white lace shawl and noticing the white ass ash on the ground. As she runs forward, she's going to use that to kind of swipe the ash up into the air to camouflage her as she kind of ghosts across the field.
All right. Because you were able to pass their perception, I will also give you a free attack.
Okay, well, I'll let our knight go first.
And just like in Dark Souls, I'm assuming, we can crouch.
Yep.
So it's just a long crouch.
Okay.
All the way.
What incredible thighs.
I got a crit.
Hey! Woo!
You what?
Yeah, I got an improved critical, so I crit on 19 and 20.
Oh, grace of... Okay, double that dice.
Alrighty. So he's going to take his two hands, keeping his shield on his back, and that's going to be 2d10. Holy shit. That is... Holy shit! I got two tens.
Damn!
Hell yeah, dude!
Holy crap!
20 plus a modifier for the strength, which is another 3, so that's 23 damage. Or, yeah, 23 damage.
Well, can't believe I'm saying this. Describe your killing blow.
Hell yeah! He just comes up right behind this thing, lifts the sword with two hands above his head, and just kind of brings it down and then slices it right in the middle from the head down to the midsection, and then it can just kind of flop over, falling over to each side.
I need every single one of you to add 50 souls to your soul inventory, please.
Sweet!
Heck yeah, dude!
That's a hell of an open.
Grayson, your cut was so clean. The other hollows have yet to notice what has been going on.
The spider is going to ghostly, almost Naruto run, up to the next hollow. Because she is an assassin, this will be with advantage to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's fucking go.
Oh, it's a nat 20!
Oh my god! Oh my god! Okay!
We're getting all the dice rolls out now so we could die later!
Yay! Yahoo!
So that would be, I have my sneak attack, which is 3d6. I'm wielding an S-stock, which is 1d8 piercing. So let me start rolling that. Very fun, very good. Love to see it. So that is 11 plus 13, 24.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Describe your killing blow.
So seeing the absolute evisceration from the knight, the spider is very quietly to herself, oh shit, and is going to ghost her way forward and stab right into the base of the neck of the hollow and just in a quick click, disconnect his spine and have his head go tumbling down.
Damn!
And the head, as it rolls off your blade, just looks at you with deader eyes and screeches. And then as the life fades and his body evaporates, I need all of you to add another 50 souls to your soul inventory, and I need all of you to roll initiative.
Right.
So roll initiative and roll your position. And for the listeners, battle position is a way in the Dark Souls TTRPG system that replaces HP. Essentially, the players all have a base health, and at the beginning of every combat, they roll dice to determine the position that they will gain. This position also counts as their stamina. However, while it gives you extra abilities to do certain things, a second that position hits zero, the player is dead.
So when it hits zero, we're dead, but in like a temporary way where we pop back up at a bonfire, right?
Yep.
Sweet.
None of us are gonna die, though.
Okay, so, Jordan, you're first.
Yeah, ooh. Gonna run up to that guy. Roll to hit with advantage because an assassin gets advantage on any baddies that have not yet gone in initiative order.
Yes.
18 to hit.
18 will hit.
Because I rolled with advantage, I believe that would get sneak attack, so that would be 3d6. Plus my S stock. 17 damage.
Nice.
Okay, so it is not dead, but oh man, does it now notice where you are, and it just points and screams again as you just whack it with your S stock.
Okay, and I get two attacks per turn, but this is a regular roll. Another 18 to hit.
That'll hit.
And then this is just the D8. One damage. Having this one notice me and look into my eyes, I get a little fearful, step back, and only just scratch him.
For a split second, you can see red glowing dots in its eye sockets after that last little cut.
All right. That will be my turn.
All righty. Perfect. Okay. Daniel, real boy, it is your turn.
So seeing that we are now engaging in combat, he is going to draw the mace, say a little bit of a prayer, run up, and I'm gonna smack this guy into the face.
Smack the man in the face.
Little character thing. Are you a child?
I'll say young man, early 20s.
Okay.
But he is canonically Italian.
Yeah!
Jeez. That's a 5 to hit.
That does not hit.
I didn't think so.
The hollow soldier sees the attack coming from a mile away and just blocks it with its shield and just goes,
I do not like your face. It makes me feel uncomfortable. That's it. That's all I got.
All right. Grayson, your turn.
Alrighty. So seeing that one of my comrades is having a little bit of trouble, run through the trees and get to the side of this zombie.
Okay.
Take a swing. 19 to hit.
That hits.
This will be one-handed with my shield up as well.
Okay.
The second hit probably misses because I think that's 9.
9 misses.
Okay. So then that's going to be a total of 4 damage.
Okay. You deal 4 damage to this hollow soldier, and it now changes its attention from the cleric to you, knight.
Thank you.
Of course.
And now it is Prince Edward's turn.
All right. So now being left out in the open, I don't like that kind of vulnerability, so I am going to continue to be in close proximity to the knight. So I am going to kind of pathetically, as its attention is turned to the knight, smack it with my scepter.
All right, roll to hit.
That is a 16.
A 16 will hit.
That will deal 2 damage. And then I'm going to spend 3 position to, after a successful attack, force my opponent to make a DC 12 wisdom save or be stunned. So as I smack it with my scepter, I am going to say, by royal decree of your sovereign prince, stand down.
It fails that save.
Yeah!
So it will be stunned for the next turn.
Okay, so now it is all of the hollow's turn. So, Jordan, this hollow, the one that you just almost eviscerated and killed, is going to take one last stab at you, and does a 19 hit?
A 19 would hit. I am going to use my target shield. Target shield. When using target shield for the first time during a combat, you would suffer damage. You may instead spend 2 position to use a parry reaction. So the broadsword comes down, she brings the shield up out of her cloak, and it just tings and slides off.
Alrighty. This other hollow right over here is going to move towards you and attack you as well.
No! I can only do that once!
Does a 17 hit?
17 would hit.
You only take 3 damage, Jordan.
Huzzah!
This hollow is going to shamble, but he's just going to stop and just, like, watch.
Pull out some popcorn.
Yeah, pull out some popcorn. This one's stunned. He can't do anything. But this last hollow is going to move right up to where Grayson is, and he is going to try and take a swing at Grayson.
Let's go.
Hey, does an 8 hit?
It does not, surprisingly.
Nope, so that ain't gonna do jack shit. So this last hollow is gonna go up to Grayson with a sword raised. It kind of runs at you, and it's like... And as it swings, it just completely bounces off your armor, and that will end all the hollow's turns.
If you were to take care of your equipment, maybe it would be a little bit more effective.
So now it is the huntsman's turn.
So it looks as though I can reach one of the hollows that's right by Spider. I recognize that she ran off on her own and is now getting swarmed. So I will take a shot at the southern hollow right in front of the spider. Does a 23 hit?
Woo! Hell yeah.
Oh, it definitely hits.
All right. So it's a D6 off my bow. A D6 because I haven't moved. And so that's 6 on the die. You will see a glow come from the wound over the huntsman's heart as soul energy pours out, wraps around the arrow. And I'd like to based boost that damage to 24 using position because I know that kills.
Sick as hell.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that is sick as hell. Do you want to describe? No, you describe your killing blow.
The arrow, now glowing with the soul energy, is loosed, flies through, and knocks the heart directly out of that arrow and pins it to a tree.
Sick.
Sick as hell, dude.
I need you all to add 50 more souls to your soul bank.
You? Yeah.
I'm so glad I'm contributing to getting these souls.
You can be cool too one day.
Eventually, maybe, if I'm lucky.
And then, exhausted as hell, the huntsman will kind of sink back behind the tree and just start chugging off of an Estus flask.
Okay, deduce one Estus draught.
You got it.
Jordan, it is your turn.
All right. Would a 10 hit?
A 10 does not hit.
All right, so my first attack misses, but that's okay, because I have two of those bad boys. Will a 15 hit?
A 15 does.
Huzzah! Okay, so 4, 5, 6 damage to this hollow in front of me.
Describe your killing blow.
All right, so as the huntsman arrow careens through and basically clears out the hollow that laid a blow against me, that is going to throw her off her groove a little bit. With that first strike, it's going to whiff, but then a set of determination is going to come in, and she is going to follow suit and spike through the heart of the hollow in front of her and swipe it between.
Yeah.
I need another 50 souls added to all y'all soul banks.
Let's go!
She'll look back over her shoulder in the direction of the huntsman, presumably too far to see and hidden in the trees, but will give a little nod. And then she's going to take her movement to go over towards this shiny thing up north.
Before you do,
God, please, no.
Do me a huge favor. Roll me a perception check.
Okay. Just look at the shiny. It's a 9.
You just see shiny thing, you go straight to shiny thing.
I pick it up, and then I want to take my last 10 feet of movement to duck into the trees.
For this shiny thing up here, you try to go grab it, but some mystical force halts you from doing so. And then the thought hits you, I can't touch this because we're still in danger. So you go and hide in your tree.
Got it.
Oh, video game logic.
We're still in the arena. Damn it.
It's just areas not safe alert appears in front of me. And I'm like, words.
All right, Daniel, it is your turn.
I look at the two hollows that are currently engaging with the knight, and I say, I assume you have these two handled?
I would also appreciate the help while protecting the prince.
And I would appreciate the help being protected.
He just kind of looks at the prince and just has this kind of unimpressed face, kind of sighs, and instead of going out to beat up one of the other ones that's going to pincer us in a minute, we're going to roll an 18 to hit this guy.
An 18 hits.
That is going to be 5 damage, but I am going to spend, I'll say, 3 position to bump that up to 8.
It does have to be a minimum of 5.
So it's a grand total of how much damage?
That depends. If I put in 5 position to up the damage of the attack, is it upped by 5?
Yeah, it's 1-1. You just have a minimum of 5.
Then it's 10.
Okay, so 10 damage.
Mm-hmm.
And while he takes a really hard hit, he's still standing, and his attention is now focused to you, but he's still stunned, and he's just going... You could tell this hollow's trying his best to move, but he can't yet.
I'm just going to leave my mace stuck in his face.
And now it is Grayson's turn.
So I think you said that I make my attack with advantage because it's stunned.
Yep.
So one attack. That's going to be a 16 to hit.
A 16 hits.
That's going to be 6 damage.
Just enough. Describe your killing blow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he will simply take his shield, drop it on the foot, and then kind of do a shoulder push right into it, and hopefully cracking and destroying the sternum.
And as it falls, I need all of you to add 50 souls to your soul bank.
Yay!
Now, Grayson, you have one more attack. Go for it.
Oh no, that is not gonna hit. That's probably a 6.
Oh yeah, 6 ain't gonna hit him.
You know what? Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do my action surge.
Okay.
So that's going to give me two more attacks.
What stamina?
20 to hit.
20 hits.
That one's going to be like 5. So the second attack misses, but the first attack hits.
Okay.
And then rolling a d8. 8 damage.
And with that, we will move to Prince Edward. It is your turn, my friend.
I would like to, if I can, do a perception check on the state of the battlefield.
Surveying the battlefield, you have the two hollow, the one in front of you. There's one in the trees to the west, one by the spider who's hiding in the trees in the north, and there's another one a little further up to the north. But past the one up here to the northeast, there's a chest there.
All right, so having clocked that, I'm going to set my sights on that northeast chest. And in order to better protect myself, I am going to take a loose piece of bark off of a nearby tree to fashion a little plank shield for myself as I look ahead. And I am going to first make another attack at this hollow that is engaged with the knight currently.
Okay.
That is an 18 to hit.
18 hits. Roll for damage.
That is 1 damage.
Huzzah!
The hollow just looks at you, looks back at Grayson. It's like, you're not even worth my time.
Hide in the trees, little prince.
Well, you don't have to tell me twice.
So then I'm going to move the rest of my movement back through the trees, air quotes, safely hidden, as I'm putting myself closer and closer to that northeastern chest. And that is my turn.
Cool. Now it's the hollow's turn. So first and foremost, this hollow, who has not really been guarding the chest, but it's just been in that area, sees you run into the trees and immediately goes up to you and rolls to attack. Does a 6 hit?
A 6 does not hit.
Huzzah.
Well, it just shambly walks up, moves to hit you, but instead of hitting you, hits the tree trunk and its sword is stuck. And it can't get it out just yet. If a hollow could feel embarrassment, that's what its face is right now.
Get wrecked.
And this hollow, the one that's engaged with Grayson, is going to take a swipe at Grayson. It rolled a nat 1.
Yeah!
Grayson, make an attack roll.
Oh, hell yeah. I'll take a free attack. Let's do it. Let's go. Come on. Give me something good. 13.
13 sadly does not hit.
Damn it.
And this other one is just going to just shamble right over here. Just be like,
hey, guys, what's going on? Oh, nothing. You know, just watching Friends.
Oh, yeah, cool, cool. Can I join in the murder?
Yeah. Why is that hollow elf?
And that will be all the hollow's turn. So now, Aaron, Huntsman, it is your turn.
The hollow to the north of the knight is the damaged one, right?
Yes.
The huntsman turns, sees blood dripping from the wounds that already exist there. You can see his eyes go like shark-like and cold. And I will attack.
All right, roll to hit.
Dirty 20.
All right, roll for damage.
And because this one has already taken damage, it is both of my D6s and a D8.
Oh my god. There you go.
That will be 14 damage.
Describe your killing blow.
Let's go.
Oh, that's everything I wanted to hear. Knight, as soon as you've caused your like blow, an arrow flies out of nowhere, lances into the hollow, knocking it over. The last of its like glowing soul energy leaves its eyes. And with my bow, spend 3 position after killing an enemy to make another ranged attack.
All right, well, before you make your ranged attack, I need everyone to add 50 more souls to your soul bank, please.
Very nice.
Can I reach the one way up north? I don't think so.
I think you can.
No.
Can you move to like the very tip?
Well, if I move, I lose a dice.
Oh, gotcha. Oh. My bad. All right.
The huntsman wheels around in a bloodlust, locks eyes with the one that's near the prince, remembers how much he hates the prince, and then will aim at the other one that's to the west of the knight.
Wow.
Will a 14 hit?
A 14 will not hit.
And then I slurp on some Estes.
All right. Spider, it is your turn.
All right. She's going to leap out of the trees down to this one hollow. Roll to hit. 15 to hit, I'm hoping.
15 hits.
Ah! Okay, good.
Yeah!
That's a four. Four damage.
Beautiful, sad little four.
Just a sad little, the maximum damage I can deal.
Well, that would be a mighty bog. This is a sad little slice. I'm going to roll to hit again. 17 to hit.
That hits.
I would like to use positioning to juice my attack.
Okay.
I want to spend 15. I want to go crazy.
Oh.
D8. Oh, 8. That, I don't know. Did I have to call the damage before? Because I think this will overshoot it. Oh, well, we'll do it. So 15 plus 8.
That's 23. That's got to be a kill.
That's got to be it.
Oh. Jordan, describe a killing blow.
I think she is going to, out of frustration, she wanted to pick up the thing. The first swipe is going to nick. Frustrated, she's going to let out like an ear-piercing, inhumanly shrill and just slice them in twain.
You all gain 50 more souls.
Heck yeah. She's going to do that, breathe heavily, is going to see that there's still that glowing magical resistance around the item, and in a huff is going to look around and see, there's one more that she can see and is going to head in that direction.
All right, it is now Daniel's turn.
Seeing everything that's happening, he's just going to be like, I feel this is well in hand, and just kind of sidle on over and keep smacking the hollows. For a 16 to hit.
A 16 will hit.
Followed by 4 damage.
Yes, Italian.
He takes 4 damage and he is just going like, he stares at you and he's like, all right, you want this? You got the smoke now.
Oh yes, I absolutely want this. Little cricket on his belt starts chirping loudly as he says, I want to get hit.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was a joke.
All right, is that your turn?
Oh, yeah, that's really it, unfortunately.
All righty. Grayson, you're up.
I will look to the south where the huntsman is. Huntsman, would you allow yourself to help the clergyman instead?
You mean you want me to shoot this one? Because I was going to do that.
Excellent call. I will head north.
You could just let him get eaten.
I would appreciate not being eaten.
Not you.
I knew that.
Yeah, and I will run my 15 feet north and start bonking away at this other hollow.
Roll to hit.
First attack is going to be 16.
That will hit.
And the second attack is, ooh, natural 20.
Woo!
Alrighty then.
14 total.
14 total damage. Okay. Well, you still deal quite a lot of damage to this hollow, and instead of looking over at the prince, its attention is focused on you. But that might change, because now it is the prince's turn.
All right. Given everything that's been going on, I am going to turn to the knight and say, well, it seems you've done a mighty fine performance, and that you clearly have this hand. So I'm going to get a better look and position around this battlefield. First, I'm going to bonk the hollow.
All right, roll to hit.
That is a 21 to bonk.
Ooh,
that bonk will hit.
Let's go.
And that'll be 3 damage.
Okay.
And I'm going to spend 3 position to make it make a DC 12 wisdom save or be stunned. As I say, by the way, did I mention I'm a prince?
Well, it rolled a 6 and it failed, so it is officially stunned.
Yeah!
This hollow looks over just freezes in like complete disbelief and utter shock. It is feeling a lot of emotions right now as you run away.
And I'm going to run away and air quotes hide in the next batch of trees. And that is my turn.
Okay, well, that hollow cannot move anymore, but there is one that can still fight, and it is going to go after the real boy.
No, thank you.
Does an 8 hit?
No, it does not hit, actually.
Well, it's going to completely miss.
Good.
Let's go.
It was not a very good swing. I would offer you a chance to try again, but I feel like that would go badly for him.
And the other hollow can't move, so Huntsman, it is your turn.
He sees the bizarre dialogue between the real boy and this hollow.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm just gonna go ahead and kill it. So he knocks an arrow, he takes his shot. So a 9 doesn't hit.
A 9 will not hit.
I'll dump 6 position into it to bump it to a 15.
Okay, a 15 will hit.
Nice.
This is what you can do when none of the enemies are ever going to attack you because you're 80 feet away.
Yay!
So if you roll real good on your battle position, then you could just spend that like crazy.
Or if I roll mediocre like I did this time. 14 damage.
14 damage? Okay, you loose an arrow, it hits it in its chest, and you can see this blackish liquid pouring out from it. It is on its last breath.
Normally those kill. sorry. Then uncharacteristically, I'm going to move.
Oh, shit.
Who is this man?
I know. In fact, I'm going to dash.
Oh.
Whoa.
Way over here.
Look at that speed.
All right. And you see two treasure chests.
It's my cunning action. I'm so smart. I can sprint as a bonus action. and that'll do it for me. That's all my stuff.
Okay. It is now Jordan's turn.
All right. The spider is going to run full force. Not as fast, but mighty stompy past the prince who is in the trees towards the knight. Now that this enemy is within 5 feet of an ally, I get my advantage back. Huzzah!
Yeah, you do.
Not 20!
Oh, yay! What is up with you and Grayson in particular today?
Well, it's called cheating.
Don't even roll for damage. Just tell me how you kill it.
I think all grace and elegance is gone. It's just bestial fury as she's charging forward, and she's just gonna swat at this thing and just chop, 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 chop until it's on the ground. Going to look at the knight, give him a nod, and start heading back in the direction of the shiny.
One of the Valkyries of old has been reborn.
It evaporates, and you all add 50 souls to your bank.
So
rich.
Women and money.
All right, real boy.
The guy who tried to hit me didn't do a good job. I'm going to lift my mace and say, let's be teaching moment. And I'm going to swing an 11.
That does not hit.
Hmm.
Good student.
You just hear the hollow look up at you and go,
I have no comment. That hurts my feelings. That just hurts my feelings. Just hurts my feelings.
All right, Grayson, it is your turn.
Looking to see that the spider is done her job very effectively. Run back down to the clergyman, and I will take my two swipes.
Swing away.
One was a natural one.
Oh, well.
Yeah. And then the other one was a 5.
Oh, that's fine. That's good. You're good. That's good.
So because you rolled a nat 1, it's going to take a swing at you. Nat 20.
No!
Bring it. Let's go.
And it's going to hit you for 12 damage, Grayson.
Damn, I liked that one.
You feel the blade go underneath parts of your armor. Even though the blade is dull, it hurts. And that will be that. The prince, it is your turn.
So I'm going to see that go down. I'm going to kind of wince at the hit and say to myself, oh, that might be a problem. And then I'm going to look up at the chest above me. But that might be a solution.
This guy fucking sucks.
And I am going to approach the chest.
Fling it open.
I am going to fling it open with abandon.
Okay, you fling it open, and inside you find a glowing orb of the soul of the unknown traveler.
Oh, so not teeth. Ooh.
Not teeth. It is essentially a soul of a ashen one who, like the soul of the proud paladin, fell in battle. And this one is worth 800 souls. Ooh, should you wish to pocket it,
nice,
or pop it now?
Poor paladin.
I am going to pocket it.
Add to your inventory the soul of the unknown traveler, and in parentheses, 800 souls.
Sounds good to me, and that is my turn.
Okay, and now we move to the hollow's turn, which is only one left, and it is going to take a swing at Grayson. Does a 16 hit?
It does not.
It is going to bounce its sword off your armor. The sweet spot it thought it found last time just bounces off, and it just goes, ah, nah.
He's not very good at this, is he?
All right, and now it is Aaron's turn.
Frankly, I'm astonished that these things are still alive. Before I travel too far away, I will go ahead and shoot it. Okay, well, that's 10 on the die, so I will just dump 5 position into that, make it a hit.
Okay, roll for damage.
6!
Woo!
Describe your killing shot.
Yeah.
Hell yeah! There's this comedy of errors as this hollow bumbles around with the real boy and the knight, and they're all just bouncing off of each other, hitting the walls and shit, and then an arrow just kind of woo! Like, lands from above in its eye socket, and it falls over and dies.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And as it does, I need you all to add 50 souls to your soul bank. And you are all now out of combat.
Woo! Yay!
And Jordan, I assume you're going to immediately go to that shiny thing, right?
I risked my life for this. I'm going to grab it.
So as you go to touch the shiny, it dissipates, but inside your body, you feel a warming light. And it doesn't just affect you, it affects everyone in the vicinity. Your entire party feels a glow of warmth. If you drink Estus, refill your Estus by 2.
Oh, yeah!
What if we didn't drink any Estus? Do we
then
still...
you get nothing.
Cool.
You're a coward.
Excuse you!
Harsh, but accurate.
The spider's gonna just, like, come on. Like, the feeling was nice. Fine. Anne is going to turn around and head back towards the group.
The prince is going to slowly reconvene with the rest of the group as well.
The knight will see the prince coming from the north, turn to the clergyman.
Well fought down there.
I know how to handle a mace for the most part, though. I find offering aid to others tends to be where I shine the best.
Then I shall do my utmost to protect as many of you as I can.
Quite honorable, Sir Knight.
I am for the people.
Well, as long as you're for these people, then I suppose we're all well and good.
I will just do a side glance and not really acknowledge that.
I'm not even doing the side glance. I am staring straight at the knight.
With that, I think I'm going to start heading my way to where the huntsman was.
Can I perceive these chests?
You most certainly can.
12.
You can tell that both chests are just chests.
I will open the one to the south, but I'll assume that takes long enough that everyone else can show up in case someone wants the other one.
As you open up the chest to the south, you find the Estus ring.
Ooh.
I think he deserves that one.
I feel like I definitely will get a lot of mileage out of that. What does it do?
Increase the capacity of your Estus flask by 1 dose.
You guys, I'm going to be doing like 600 damage a turn.
Hell yeah.
That's fine by me.
No complaints.
All right, does anyone else want to take a crack at the other chests?
The real boy very actively is standing back and away from the chests. He's going to let everybody else open those chests.
It's only fair to split the winnings. If anyone would like the other... Sorry, if anyone other than... And the huntsman looks shark eyes at the prince. If anyone who hasn't gotten a turn yet would like the other one.
The prince is going to nudge the real boy and say,
well, you seem to have not taken your fair share. Why don't you go ahead?
The most I can remember from before awakening is opening one of these and it being trapped. You will... Forgive me if I'm a bit trepidatious.
I'll open it for you, if you want to then just collect the object.
If you will do so for me, then I would be happy to accept it.
A huntsman, yeah, kicks open the other chest.
And inside, you find another soul of the unknown traveler.
Okay.
I do whatever the equivalent is of throwing a soul. It, like, slowly drifts through the air towards the real boy.
And he very carefully catches it.
Okay, would you like to pop it or pocket it?
We're going to pocket that.
Okay, you pocket the soul of the unknown traveler. With all the chests gone, and with all the hollows dead, you see that the trail continues up north out of this ashen wood. Do you proceed, or you wish to do some more roleplay stuff?
No, I'm good.
I feel like moving on is the best bet for now.
We could do more roleplay stuff as we proceed.
As long as that roleplay stuff is putting a gag on the prince. I'm kidding.
I'm going to speak to the spider as we begin to move our way north.
Ah, shit.
So, begging your pardon for asking, but what exactly is your deal? Everyone else seems to be rather a spoil sport, and you haven't exactly rained on any parades yet, so what is your deal?
When you start talking to her, she's going to immediately, like, tense up. I'm just like, oh, oh no. What's my deal? I don't really know. I'm just kind of here trying to... I'm not so sure.
All right, well, I'm already regretting this decision. You are really rather depressing. Can you please...
And as you all walk north along the path, the forest changes into a ruined temple. And as you continue up, you see before you a gargantuan man.
Oh, shit!
Clad in armor. But he does not notice you. You see his back, and you hear him muttering to himself.
It was not supposed to be this way. They were supposed to protect us. No one. No, the dark. The dark. Yes, the dark has the answer. The dark is the answer. They are the answers. I was a fool to fight them at first. I was a fool to raise my halberd against them, but no. They are the true ones to rule this land. Not them. Not the princesses. No. They will fall like all the other Ashen Ones. I will do their bidding, oh vile ones. I will send every Ashen that comes my way into your loving embrace.
I'm going to turn flatly to the prince and say, he seems busy. Want to just turn around?
I was about to say something similar. I was going to ask if you were acquainted with him. He seems to be rambling in quite the same way that you do.
Oh, wow.
She's going to be like, yeah, you know, you kind of get into a fit, and he's probably, if he's anything, he'll be at this for a little while. I think we could just...
Oh my god, I'm going to watch from up here, and I would like to position myself kind of like up on this wall. I see that it's like a circular arena with a high wall. Can I get kind of like up on that wall?
Roll me a d20, 15 or under, he hears you.
19!
Yeah!
Okay, he does not hear you. He still is just muttering to himself. You see on the other edge of this arena, two giant wooden doors, but unfortunately, the only way to continue your adventure is to go through this muttering madman. And as he's muttering, Knight, you kind of recognize him. He was not one of great renown, but he was a strong soldier. You have just very, very faint flashes of memory, but you do remember his name. Peter Gundyr.
So you too have ended up here.
Oh, do you know him? Could you talk to him?
Oh, I don't like that association anywhere near as much.
In this instance, I don't wish that I knew him.
So is he reasonable? Could he be perhaps talked down?
Unfortunately, with his ramblings, I don't believe his faculties are about him. Conversation is most likely off the table.
Well, that's unfortunate.
So then you believe we will fight?
Unfortunately, that is my assumption.
He turns, finally noticing you.
Fight? Oh, you can try. There will be not just fighting here.
As he slams his halberd down.
But your deaths over and over again by me, Peter Gundyr.
Roll initiative. Peter Gundyr stares you all down and just chuckles as he approaches.
More Ashen Ones for the Vile Ones. I shall let you all see their truth and feel their influence.
Now, he does, air quotes, attack first, but since he's standing right there, he just moves 20 feet forward.
Yay, large maps!
Yay, two big maps!
This bitch slow.
He a big boy, but he knows you're all there, and he is ready for you. It is now Grayson's turn.
Fuck!
Wound him, please.
Fuck it, let's go.
You've got this, Mr. The Knight.
The knight is going to rush his 30 feet, and I will do my best. That is a modified 20.
That'll hit.
Very nice.
And next roll. Oh no, that's a 13.
That won't.
Yep, I figured. Well, I will go ahead and open it up with two hands, so no shield. That is a 10.
Okay, so he takes 10 damage.
Paltry.
I will simply dig my feet in and wait for his attack.
All right, it is now Aaron's turn.
As soon as he looks over to say paltry, arrow is knocked, pulled back. We're aiming for the back of his head. 24 to hit.
Fudge! Okay, that hits.
Let's go!
D6 plus D6 for not moving, plus D8 because he was already hit. That will be 15 from the die. And I'll dump 15 right out of my position as well.
Ooh.
Oh my god.
The same glowing energy come out, and we ram him in the back of the head.
Hell yeah.
So 30 damage to him immediately.
Oh, they'll love you.
Yeesh.
As he turns back around, Huntsman is just sucking down on the Estus flask like a sippy cup. Just like, oh god, oh god, oh god.
And it's now the spider's turn.
I think the spider is going to kind of swish swash her way up to the big guy. And since his attention is towards the huntsman, is going to kind of walk behind him, saddle next to the knight, and with advantage, is going to roll to hit. Ooh! Nat 20!
Oh my god!
What are you doing over there?
Yes.
Jordan!
Let's go! Come on!
Holy crap! Thank god this is the tutorial, boss.
Love rogues! Love
having
rogues!
Having advantage is glorious!
Double that dice!
So, my dice is 1d8 for my weapon, 3d6 for sneak attack, 1d6 because I'm wearing assassin armor. So, that doubled would be... That is... Oh, woof.
So that'd be 13?
13. Then I am going to hit again with a regular schmegular attack. Oh, and that's a 6.
Oof.
Oof.
Oh, well, aren't you an annoying little insect?
I'm going to look to the knight and say, well, that was rude.
Yes, he was more battle-lusty on the field.
Alrighty, we now go to the prince.
Alright, so I'm going to walk up on the opposite side of him.
Uh-oh.
Hands raised. I'm going to say, look, there is no need for us to engage in this kind of hostility. We can, if you would be willing to just move out of the way and let us pass. You mentioned something about the royalty. We can make some sort of arrangement there. And narratively, I'll explain the effect of this later, but I'm going to cast Iron Flesh.
S'more.
Oh, nice.
Okay. For a D8 plus 2 turns, I gain a plus 6 to AC and resistance to non-magical piercing, slashing, and bludgeoning damage.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
But I will have disadvantage on all dex saves.
So as you're trying to like move past Gundyr, he just looks over at you and just chuckles and is like,
the only thing you can give me is your death. Over and over and over until there's nothing left.
Okay, to echo the sentiment of the creepy spider lady, rude.
And that's my turn.
Do you honestly think I care about manners, little royal? Or a fake royal?
Well, you certainly know nothing about decorum. I wouldn't expect someone as low class as you to know your place.
It's going to be so much fun smashing you in the abyss.
And with that, it is Daniel's turn.
So the real boy is going to kind of like sidle up next to the huntsman. Excuse me, pardon me, excuse me. Just get, can I just thank you? and he's going to lift the little cricket that he has in a small cage on his belt. And I know that I'm supposed to have like a Dark Souls talisman. Can I have this be my Dark Souls talisman?
Yes.
Cute.
And you watch as he chants a prayer, pulls his hand back, and as he does, a spear of lightning appears around his hand, and he casts the miracle lightning spear, and he chucks it.
All right, roll to hit.
13 to hit.
Nope, 13 does not hit.
Cool.
The huntsman leans over to the real boy. Can you perhaps use position on spell to hits? Is that a thing you can do?
Position can be spent to modify dice rolls to increase damage or to attempt difficult and impressive actions. But beware, position may only be used once per activation, so careful timing is key.
All right, so I'm going to pump in 7 position and get a dirty 20.
Okay, that'll hit.
Okay. So that's going to be 8d6. 27 damage.
Woo! Wow. All right, 27 damage. As you hit the lightning spear on Gundyr, Gundyr screams in pain and agony, and he transforms. As he's reeling, disgusting, gory tentacles sprout from his back. And I am going to need Grayson, Jordan, and Dan to make a DC 15 strength saving throw.
The huntsman looks over at the real boy. Do all of your miracles end in horrific monsters, or is that just this one?
Actually, strike that, because he is now bloodied. He immediately is going to make a screech and bite attack. So all creatures within 120 feet must immediately make a DC 15 Charisma saving throw or become frightened.
Oh, man, that's a 14.
14.
Oh, 7.
Oh, 16.
Let's go, 16! I doesn't afraid of anything.
Yeah.
I could spend position.
Daniel can't because he just did.
I guess I will. So I'll spend 8 position. That brings me down to 28 position.
Oh.
That's like your whole flask.
That is like a whole flask. But that means I've saved.
Well, here's the thing. He is now going to take his actions, and he is multi-attack.
Yeah.
One of the actions he is going to take is the tentacle reach, which is all creatures within 20 feet line from Gundyr must immediately make a DC 15 strength saving throw.
Oh my god, I'm 5 feet out of range. Bye, guys.
It's only going to be on Grayson and Spider because it's in a line.
26.
I got a +6 for my strength, and I rolled a 10, so that's a 16.
The good news is you are not knocked prone. The bad news is you're going to take half damage right now.
That's fine. I'll take half.
You don't know if it's fine. We don't know if it's fine.
6d8 plus 5.
He could roll like shit.
He could. What is Ben rolling? I don't feel too confident.
I was going to say, this is Ben.
33 divided by 2 is you all take 17 damage. He's also now going to do a...
Do I even do the math?
He's going to do a grab and slice on Grayson.
All right.
Does a 18 hit?
Yes, it does.
Please live.
Live.
All right, creature hit by this attack is restrained and suffers 3d8 plus 5 bludgeoning damage. So you will suffer 14 damage, and you are also restrained. By the beginning of your turn, while restrained, the grappled creature may attempt to escape, succeeding on a DC 15 strength check.
Got it.
So, Gundyr, now sprouting tentacles, just blinded by rage, grabs the knight, looks up and he goes...
Oh, I think I remember you.
And he moved, he did his multi-attack, and it is now Grayson's turn.
Get out of there!
So, Grayson, you are technically restrained, but if you make a DC 15 strength saving throw, you are free.
Okay. Oh, no, that does not work. Oh, wait, you know what? I will go ahead and use Unbreakable because I get to reroll strength checks or saves.
Okay.
Using a different dice now. Hey, that's a 21.
Strong boy!
Well, you are now free to attack him.
All right. So after getting free, landing on the ground, pull out my shield, get my sword ready.
If you remember me, then you know my reputation. I am not to be trifled with.
Not to be trusted either.
You would know, wouldn't you, Gundyr?
What are they saying over there, real boy? I can't, they're whispering.
Oh, that is a wonderful question. Unfortunately, I'm not able to hear any better than
you. He said that he's a traitor, and he said that he can't be trusted. I don't know how much of this is really like a nostalgic back and forth, how much of this is smack talk. It's kind of up in the air right now.
Thank you for sharing.
The brain cell.
So stupid.
That looks great. It's not that stupid if great. It works.
Oh, man.
I got a 19. I got a 19.
Hell yeah.
The second attack that I rolled was a 17.
17 hits?
Excellent. So, rolling all my dice right now.
Oh, yeah, because that 19 was a critical, right?
Yes. Sweet. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and spend at least minimum 5 position.
My brother in Christ, do you have that to spend?
Yeah, I do. After taking all those attacks, I ended up with 24 position.
What the hey?
That's not even one more attack, you goof.
I know. But I feel like we need to do some damage, and I'm trusting all of you.
Oh, don't do that.
All right, Grayson, what's the total damage count on your attack?
That's going to be 13.
Okay, 13 damage. He's not looking rough, but I mean, he does have tentacles out of his back now, so he is pissed.
The Estus Flask, is that an action or is that a free action?
It's a bonus action.
Because I have not used a bonus action.
You can drink from your Estus.
Yeah, I'm going to absolutely do that.
Okie doke. It is now the Huntsman's turn.
Also, I am bloodied, so my AC goes up.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, Huntsman's going to go ahead and knock an arrow to his bow. He knows what's up. He sees the hell that's going on down there. 21 to hit.
21 hits.
All right, I got my 2d6 and my d8. Only 10 off the dice, but I have 33 position, so I will go ahead and dump 32 into that.
Whoa!
I'm sorry. How much?
And I will make it a 42 shot.
What?
I'm going to dump 32 position into it. I'm going to make it a 42 shot.
He's going to dump all but one of his position.
42 damage.
I dig it.
Your attack hits and it hurts Gundyr so, so much. He is choking on blood. His tentacles are just moving erratically. But that one singular arrow with all that power in it, he looks up and he goes,
"Now I must complete my vow to them."
And it is now the spider's turn.
Hold on, I'm definitely slurping down some Estus. whoa. I slurp down an Estus, and the huntsman looks over to the real boy and says, "I saw your miracle. Please give me one. Please patch me up."
I was going to give it to the knight, but yeah, no. I think you need a little bit more than they do.
Now that's me.
Okay, now we go to Jordan.
The spider is going to drift next to the knight, and having an ally within 5 feet of the baddie is going to roll with advantage and say, "Vows are often broken."
Oh, that's loaded.
An 18 to hit.
18 will hit.
Huzzah! That will be 14.
Describe your killing blow.
Yeah!
This feels rude considering what Aaron just did. Basically, the huntsman's arrow blasting a hole through this gigantic man. It takes no effort at all to just stab into his core. And after just replying to what he said about a vow, is just going to do a cold death stare from her blackened eye. And a little drop of inky black is going to fall down her face.
Oh, no.
Gundyr staggers backwards, falls to his knees, and goes,
"Darkness, sweet darkness, take me to the vile ones."
And fades away dead. I need all of you who survived to add 5,000 souls.
Ooh, very nice.
Holy shit.
With Gundyr officially dead, at the center of the arena, you see a glowing, beautiful sword amidst a warm fire waiting to be lit.
The huntsman's body just slides down the wall to the ground.
I think the spider is going to run over to him and help drag his not quite corpse over to the bonfire.
Thank you very much.
This is a small return for the kindness you've shown me. Knight, would you like to do the honors with the fire?
Of course. He'll reach out, and I guess it's almost instinctual that the bonfire engages.
The bonfire's lit, and you can feel a heat at every single one of your feet. It's not a painful heat, but it is very warm, and this heat just grows up your body and engulfs you completely. And as the last thing you see are these beautiful orange flames encompassing you, you close your eyes instinctually, thinking, expecting there to be searing hot pain, but it is not. It is comfort. And when you awaken, you are now in a shrine of the fire. You see in a shrine a woman in these tattered, bluish, reddish-pink robes, a grumpy-looking man with a giant wizard hat. And the woman looks up and goes,
Oh, dearies. Welcome, welcome. Please sit down. Rest. You must be so tired. I am known as the Godmother, and this is the Shrine of the Flame. You are safe here. Nothing can hurt you. Nothing will attack you. This is a place for all Ashen Ones to rest.
Is there truly a place that is really safe?
One of the very few. The shrine is linked to the condition of the Great Flame. Soon, once the flame goes out, this place will crumble, and I with it. But we don't need to worry about that now, dearies. Rest, please. Sid, can you please help me over here?
And the grumpy old wizard just goes,
Help. Help more Ashen Ones who are bound to fail and fall to the Vile One's influence once more. Who was it you slain to get here?
Looks over to the knight.
Oh, it's just his friend.
Yeah, the knight, like,
yeah, you know. Yeah, just point at the knight.
Well, it wasn't me that was slain, but it was Peter Gundry.
You mean Gundyr?
Gundyr.
Look, old man, give him a break. I mean, you did not see what they all just went through. That was something else. So if he gets a name wrong here or there, then that's his prerogative.
I'm not upset that he got his name wrong, you prattling boy. I just knew who he was. I know who they all were. They've been coming through here time and time again. Or they did when they served the princesses and the Great Flame. But that was all for naught, apparently. Hearing that Gundyr fell to the Vile One's influence, can't say I'm 100% surprised, but that's just one more Ashen One to fall to them.
In the middle of this, I think the spider is going to look at the prince and just kind of whisper to him,
So you're not that bad after all.
I actually agree. The huntsman is also leaning over like, I'm sorry he called you a prattling boy the one time you were absolutely right. Sorry about that. That sucks.
It'll just be a gauntleted hand just lightly taps your shoulder as like a thank you.
Oh, please don't mind him. He's been around for way too long. Just like me, he's bound to the shrine, or at least he claims to be bound. I'm not 100% sure, but no matter. My dears, was it true you slew Peter Gundyr outside?
Yeah, it was sick as hell.
Yes.
I was going to point to the huntsman and like, well, this one just blew a full ass hole through his chest and did most of the work, but yes, it was really crazy.
By the Great Flames, he did what?
And she looks over to the huntsman and is like, you were able to do that? Oh my dear, you must be tired, exhausted.
By all means, go. You are, neither one of you are leaving until all of you are fully well rested, and...
And the really uptight one threw a lightning bolt.
It was quite impressive.
Uptight.
You see a smile creep over her face. A smile of pure jubilation goes,
then you might be the ones. We might finally have the Ashen Ones to save us, to save Fantasia from the Vile Ones. Oh, joy! You could save them! You could save her! Well, not just her, all of them. But
you can see that she's trying not to get too ahead of herself as she calms herself down and goes,
well, as I said earlier, this is a respite. You can come here at your leisure. You can leave at your leisure as well. By channeling energy through this, as she points to the bonfire. These are scattered throughout all of Fantasia. You can recuperate, and also you can, well, gain stronger through me.
As she looks over to the knight and she goes,
you have quite a bit of power with you, don't you?
I would assume no more power than the rest of everyone.
Oh no, you've gained quite a bit more. I mean, it might sound morbid, but I assume you've felt it. Your slain enemies, you felt their souls pass to you?
Yes, there was another soul that I accidentally crushed.
Well, no. That means that power transferred to you, dearie. I can channel those and have you grow stronger. I can help you because, oh, goodness knows that the road ahead is much more... Gundyr, he was strong, but... He's nowhere near as powerful as the Vile Ones are. Not even close to the mistress of all evil. She's, rumor has it, she is the most dangerous one of them all.
If there is anything that you can do to allow all of us to get stronger, I would personally greatly appreciate it.
Oh, dearie, I don't just help you personally. I help all of you, all Ashen Ones, all who come, who seek shelter here in the shrine. I help them all, and I can help every single one of you grow with all the power that you have accumulated, the souls you've gained thus far. Think of the souls as a type of currency. The stronger the enemy, the more powerful the soul, if you will.
Since she's kind of focused on me, I'll offer up to be a guinea pig in all this.
Oh, dearie, you don't have to choose. You could rest first and then come to me later, but...
Yeah, would you mind letting us camp? I think we actually got a lot of leads on, dramatic stuff to talk about with each other. That one was called a traitor, and that one was called a fake prince, and that one was called an insect. And actually, the two of us are fine. So, really, I just gotta talk to those other three.
You hear Cid in the corner just go,
we are really scraping the bottom of the barrel to get heroes to save them, aren't we?
If all you're going off of are the words of Peter Gundyr, then I don't think you have the best frame of reference. He's not exactly a good judge of character.
Well, I'm hoping for your words as well.
What? He called me a fake prince? He called her a tiny insect? It's smack talk.
It seems pretty specific for smack talk. It's not like a general thing. It seemed targeted directly at perhaps your insecurities.
All right, well, he's also insane, so what do you want me to say?
Fair play.
Look, I may not like you, but I'm not going to take the words of Peter Gundyr at face value. Just like she said, points to the godmother, I am here to help. For the rest of you, you should probably take his lead, get some rest, talk amongst yourselves, and then talk to the godmother. If you do have any questions... As much as I'm obliged to answer them, I will help in any way I can. So, do your business, and just get on with it.
I think after all that, the knight is going to set down his shield and sword and saddle up to the bonfire and start closing his eyes.
And with all of you resting at the bonfire, you have now taken a long rest.
You were risen from the earth, given a second birth. When all has fallen into darkness, a chance to break the curse. The sound of battle cries, blood red dirt and crimson skies. The kingdom is pleading for its hero. Will you be the one to rise?
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of D&D Dark Souls, created and hosted by Ben Magnet, with artwork by Jordan Nelson and editing by myself, Danger Dan Jurs. If you want to join the ranks of patrons like Lenink13, Brandon McClure, Mellow Calico, the OG Phantom, and Rusty Halo, then head on over to our Patreon and sign up for $1, $5, or $10 a month. You can also help us out by spreading the word to your friends and family, or leaving us a review at ratethispodcast.com/dndark. Our cast was Jordan Nelson as The Spider, Aaron Coffold as The Huntsman, myself, Danger Dan Jurs, as The Prince, Daniel Cruz as The Real Boy, and Grayson Norman as The Knight. Our theme song and outro were created by Nicole Carino. Additional music was provided by Monument Studios. Keep an ear out for more content from us, and follow our socials at dndark_podcast for info about more of our upcoming projects.
You are now in a shrine of the fire.
We're surrounded. Attack!
You see in the shrine a grumpy-looking man with a giant wizard hat, and the woman looks up and goes,
Oh, dearies! Welcome, welcome. Please sit down. Rest. You must be so tired. What has happened?
Shit, we're surrounded. Attack.
Hello and welcome to Super Stryford Regency Rangers, a comedy action adventure loosely based on Sentai and Sensibility by 9th Level Games and starring some of Stratford's most colorful creatures.
You may call me Adrien Alucard Depeche. If you know what my father did, it could be bad.
Looking matronly with her face hidden behind a fan stands the Kuchisake Ona. Doesn't everyone think she's beautiful?
My name is Sir Gordon Topham Hat. Pleasure to meet you. I like to make stuff go boom.
My name is Richard Milo Renfield.
He's back.
No, he's just still like that. Oh, God.
Hi, I'm Jordan, and I play Frederick the Loafer.
My God, is this the dude that was like... in that one episode of D&D Dark?
It is the deepest cut of inside jokes that could be made.
Are you married, miss?
I am not married.
Kuchisake leans immediately to the group, just pulls a quick huddle. We need to get this trollop out of this fucking town.
We go fight?
I meet you at dawn tomorrow morning.
It's... date.
I hope to find love like that someday.
She says that I hit her. I did not hit her. It's not bullshit. I did not. And as you're walking, he just keeps following you.
Oh, God. I believe I have made an unfortunate ally.
On his hips are two pistols. On his back are two rifles. And on his chest, a triple barrel shotgun.
Oh, my God.
I will destroy all of you and destroy this town.
D&D Dark presents Super Stratford Regency Rangers, premiering Wednesday, May 27th, only on patreon.com/dndarkpodcast.